Somebody's vibrating. I hear it. It's not me.
It's not me.
It's Anna.
This time it's
Anna's
me.
Phone is vibrating. It's so exciting.
She wants to vibrate to the beat.
I can't help myself.
She wants to vibrate to the beat. There you go.
It's like, let's form a conga line, girl. Let's do it. Oh, my goodness. It's Wine Wednesday. You're listening to the Vero Insiders. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery.
Faye Dominich. Welcome back, everyone.
And Kitty Wagner from the Blue Star Brasserie, located downtown Vero Beach, 14th Avenue.
That's right. You know, I can't tell you enough how excruciating this past weekend was doing my back-to-school shopping.
Oh, no, tell us all about it.
Oh, I appreciate tax-free weekends, and I appreciated the extension, but the lines were ridiculous. And one place I knew had a killer deal on something, but you go to the other store, and then it's like four times the price for that one thing, but then the other thing's on sale. It was just a little murderous. Regardless, Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach, she is a new sponsor of the show. Beverly McCormick is an amazing lady, a mother herself, and dedicated to making her clients' lives easier at really, really affordable rates. I mean, like, I would rather give her what her hourly rate is for 2 hours and have her do everything that I had to do and go back and forth without having had put my child through that process.
Well, they should put them
any
that
day
way they know
of
how
the
hard
week.
You work.
Well, this is true, but it was still somewhat excruciating. So Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach can help you do that. School shopping, maybe grocery shopping, maybe just shopping as a whole if you have a relative that needs someone to hang out with and you're working on your career. So there's always those options
for
you to think
date?
Of.
Maybe that'd be so nice.
Do what?
She does know a lot of people. She's going to be on the show next week. You girls can talk.
There we go.
So make sure that you visit the Vero Insider. That's right. Gotta ask. You don't know. She says she's going to make it easy. Can you find me a date? Visit the VeroInsider.com because it's going to live link you under our sponsors tab to all of our amazing sponsors like Pac-Mail Beachside that can specialize in all of your shipping needs, especially estate shipping needs. White Glove, Florals by Faye, Blue Star, the Hair Studio of Vero, Foxy Nails, Vero Beach Magazine, Sand Ridge, and of course the Lifestyle Concierge. So we have great, great sponsors that make this show possible. Supporting them means the world to me, so I can stay on air and entertain you with all
for sure.
with all of my useless information that's somewhat intriguing and funny. On that note, Jackie Thatcher with the Hampton Inn of downtown Vero is here joining us. We've had the opportunity to collaborate a couple of times, not just from the F&E standpoint that White Glove brought to the table for the new hotel, but also for our recent food drive. Your team went above and beyond. I mean, that box was overflowing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a great thing to hear.
Well, it's always really nice to give back, Anna, and you doing that and putting a box out was just inspiring and gave the rest of the team a little inspiration. So anything we could add and
that's key.
Give out is
giving
is
back
nice.
Is so key.
Yeah, I mean there was over 745 meals that we were able to provide with that local simple 2-week food drive. That's a huge impact when we all group together. And the Hampton Inn does other community events. I know that you have a list in front of you, darling.
Please tell.
I do. I have a number of upcoming opportunities for sponsorship and volunteers, but the one that I hold closer is an event that is on December 12th. It's with Girls on the Run. And I had the opportunity to get involved last year. Somebody had spoken at a chamber event and stood up and talked about Girls on the Run and kind of what they do as far as a 13-week course. And they meet with the girls twice a month. And I thought, well, this is interesting. My daughter's a little bit older, but, you know, I was intrigued. So I went to one of the meetings. And what they were looking for was running buddies for the end of this course that they take. And I was buddied up with a young girl, and we went on a 5K run and or walk, whatever you would like to call it.
A brisk walk.
She was dragging me at the end, but nonetheless, it was an opportunity to be inspiring to somebody else and encouraging. So this year I got on board, and I'm a little more involved than I was last year. And just kind of what the goal of the program is to unleash the confidence through accomplishments for these girls while establishing a lifetime appreciation of health and fitness while they're going through very difficult stage.
Sure.
It's for girls through third and eighth grade, And if we all
it's
could
an
remember.
Awkward stage. Seventh yes. grade year was ridiculous.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And
despise
I just look
it.
Back mm-hmm. at what that was for me. And if I had this type of a course or some leaders or somebody that I can confide in and talk to about maybe some issues that you're experiencing. So I'm getting a little more involved. So again, looking for sponsors and also runners, anybody interested in the 5K run. Again, it's
you
December 12th.
Do you have to 12th. Physically run, or can I sit on something and kind of stroll?
does a golf cart?
She'll pimp out a wagon.
Four women on a couch.
Yeah, I have a little Rolls Royce golf cart that we use for the weddings. We'd look really cute. Really.
That'd be awesome.
Whatever
there
you
go.
Want to do to get to the end, that whatever works for you. The you know, the ultimate goal is for these girls and just
that's
to
great.
Give them a little bit of empowerment. And after changing my tire this morning by myself, that's one thing I'm going to teach them is we as women don't always need the support of other people. We just can rely on our ourselves.
We
that's
are the creating
right.
being. You know, that's what
yeah.
people forget. Women are our species are the one that reproduces, creates life. And
yeah.
that's very key. So in turn that we're able to create anything that we in Fandomen want to do.
Yes.
I like it. Oh, so I feel so empowered. It yeah. could be the champagne or it could be the conversation. I can't decide.
I think it's both.
In addition to the Girls on the Run, I also...
December 12th.
Yes, mm-hmm. December 12th. We are also participating in A Walk to Remember, which is an organization that is for Alzheimer's and Parkinson Association of Indian River County. It's a walk on November 14th at Riverside, and we'll you know, create a team with the Hampton Inn and Suites, and we'll all get out there and show
such
our support for that as well.
Event.
That's mm-hmm. a big annual event for Vero.
It yes. is, and it all stays here locally in Indian River County. It's wildly and it's so important because I personally have seen firsthand and witnessed Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and I think that not being able to remember would be so scary. And to know that that's here and that the resources are here and that if we can help raise money, it all stays here to benefit those that we love, those that we know.
Definitely so. Mm-hmm.
It's very valuable. I know White Glove always sponsors on a big level every year. And so I look forward to seeing you there in some little short shorts.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, White Glove is really great about being out in the community as well. So in lieu of these small things that I do, I'm always seeing White Glove out there and packed mail on the beaches.
Thank
yes.
you, Jackie. That's sweet. We like to keep busy.
Yes, we do.
In fact, I look at my calendar and starting from October on, I have no more free time on my weekends.
Say,
I have no more freedom. I will be.
You guys are going to have to double your entire crew.
I'm telling you.
I got a new pack van.
Mm.
It's like 20 foot long. It's pretty awesome.
Is that what you used for the kids shopping for the
I should.
I'm telling you, back to school is so hard.
The lists are getting longer
ridiculous.
And longer.
Between back to school and puberty, it'll wreck a parent.
Yeah, that'll shut you down. It'll make you drink champagne all day on Wednesday.
Go to Blue
no
Star
kidding.
Immediately after this.
I need help with my life.
Right? I need delicious food, drink, and entertainment.
Please, somebody give me some escargot.
On Facebook.
Stat.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
It has to be a 5-inch scissor. No, I'm going rogue. I bought a 6-inch cigar.
Yeah, but the eight inch ones were on sale.
Yeah.
Like,
of
seriously.
Course. Seriously.
And they
because,
were but
were
they test
free?
They were fist guards and they actually worked.
No gifts.
Exactly.
I like to know, though, that you guys are doing these different things in the community. Even the Cultural Council is doing an upcoming, how do we pronounce that, a charrette?
It is the charrette. They are
planning charrettes.
Having the Cultural Arts Village Design Charrette. And they will start at the Heritage Center on the Saturday, and then they'll have an open to the public design at our conference center so that you can come in from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. throughout the week and kind of see what they're all about and get some information, and then
that's
they'll
great.
Do a presentation at the Heritage Center on Saturday.
And the designers and the people that are doing all these renderings and channeling all these concepts, they're coming from all over, correct?
Correct.
And so they'll not only be staying at the Hampton Inn and then unveiling different things at the Hampton Inn, but this is going to be huge for our community, and it's not far down the pipeline.
So September 12th.
Why don't we explain to the public, though, what it fully entails? Like, they're coming up with concepts for the area or concepts in general.
I can take over from here if
I'm
you'd
sure
like.
You can.
Excellent. So this affects basically all of our downtown businesses. The area in which they're looking to now designate a cultural arts community is going to be from the diesel plant, essentially right there at the tracks. All the way east to 20th Avenue.
Right.
As far south as 18th Street and as far north as 60. So where Main Street, downtown Fridays takes place and north will not necessarily be affected, but the zoning will then change elsewhere where some of the, well, the idea is some of the more dilapidated homes and some of the things that really need a boost.
Some sprucing.
Will now become galleries and working workshops and different things that will help to make it more of a safe and comfortable place for people to continue to stroll. So then they'll want to go to all those businesses. They'll want to move there. They'll want to do all the things that make it just that much more of a cultural arts and sort of
viable community.
Yeah. I don't want to say, to me, when you talk about it out loud, it almost is like San Francisco in the days of the hippie love, you know, but it isn't. It isn't. But, you know, you got
to No, but it's an artist community.
Right.
And so that is kind of inherently.
Mimics that to some degree.
There's going to be a lot of, there's going to be a lot of culture because there's going to be an incredible
but
amount
also
of
commerce.
Creativity going on there.
Touch on that. Mm-hmm. Commerce, too. We want people
well,
to.
Yeah. Where there's creativity, there's commerce.
Good. Well said, my kitty. Well said.
And I like that they're going to kind of keep the history of Vero.
They're going to keep it to its natural roots.
Exactly.
We have some gorgeous building. Being a designer,
yes.
In the back of my mind, you mentioned the plant. I'm so in love with that building. It's ridiculous. When I first moved here, I wanted to create a project. I actually have a project I sketched out and brought somebody up from Miami and stuff like that because I'm so in love with that facility. And I just think we have so much potential here. It's ridiculous.
There's tons
untapped,
of cool stuff.
So untapped.
It's also a lot of rules.
I know.
That's why it's still empty.
That's why they're getting the redevelopment, the rezoning, the charrette. What does the community want? And then obviously, you know, that.
And this is why the community is going to be involved.
Correct.
Through starting September 12th there at the Hampton Inn to be able to put
that's why the charrettes are important. And our dear listeners need to know that if you you have any input on anything, you know, because they're trying to do this design district and I'm all for it, it's great.
Yeah.
Because it really enhances the community. What they're trying to do is get kind of a cohesive direction to go in to present to City Council and our council members so that they know in which direction the community wants to steer the community for development.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not necessarily that anyone's telling you no. It's that we have rules in place right now that were developed in, say, the 70s. And that's where the community wanted to be at that time. Now we are looking at a different direction. We'd like to add more arts, culture. We'd like to become more diverse. And so all we have to do is present it, and they're more than happy to go in the direction of what the people who live in the community. These are people don't. It's funny. I have done a little bit of work in city government, just volunteer basis. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting, until I did that, I didn't realize, you know, I just thought that the city council and the managers and the police all just handed down the rules. And it's like, well, actually, the people in the community are responsible for,
we have a
for
say.
Saying
so let's say
what
something.
They would like as the rules. And if their consensus could build, then the community has a direction and they're more than happy to help us get there.
And the point is, you know, the only thing that's constant is change. Everything that we thought possible
exactly.
10 years ago.
Nothing's going to stay the same. You can't lock the gates.
But mm-hmm. you can
guide the direction you want to go
in. You can guide the direction and you can maintain the caliber and quality of this community so treasures.
The wholesomeness.
Within,
and
you know,
still
a
offer
a
some
future.
Changes.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Compromise is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not good with rules. Oh, I am good with rules. But I'm much better asking for forgiveness to a point. I'm much better.
She knows the rules.
I know the rules. I'm actually much better asking forgiveness afterwards than asking for permission first.
This is a novel concept. I believe I might have it as a
that
motto when I walk
female
into my home.
Point.
I know, yeah, I think so. We really do know what's best.
Yeah, trust us.
But listen, I know you're on your drive home, folks. We want to entertain you a little bit more, but we must take this commercial break to give some dedication to our sponsors who make all this possible.
I don't want us to go.
Don't go anywhere.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Vero scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach Magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine, in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com. Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
Moving is so overwhelming.
It can be, but not with White Glove Moving and Storage. With us, you play, we move. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, White Glove is the team to count on, offering full-service moving solutions, from boxes to packing, even rehanging of the pictures in the new place, or just help with the big and heavy stuff. So as you prepare for that upcoming move, be sure to call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10. White Glove, we put the love back in moving.
The Fish Shack. Come visit. Enjoy our relaxed, playful atmosphere and unparalleled service. Located in the historic downtown Vero Beach, we offer both indoor and courtyard dining. So visit for lunch, dinner, or drinks. Try the Lobster Mac. That'll keep you coming back. And the specials include Tuesday, fish fry. Wednesday, lobster night. Thursday, all-you-can-eat tacos. Happy hour 4 to 6. Buy one, get one for 1 cent. Fish Shack. It's always a special day at Fish Shack. Beachling Cleaning Service has grown to become the area's premier janitorial service provider. Our service area extends from Melbourne through Fort Lauderdale. Our staff has more than 80 years combined industry experience. They're skilled, technically trained professionals who undergo continuing education so they can provide service that exceeds industry standards. Experience the difference. Call us today, 569-0799.
Beachland Cleaning is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
Alrighty. We're back. I can feel it. I can feel it. I don't know, Kitty. Should we open that one?
Well, yeah, we can if you want to.
I mean, just saying.
I'm just kind of sad. I'm like, well, now wait a minute. I should have brought two of these.
Cause I know. I'm telling you,
half of the bottle was full of carbonation, and so we didn't get our bang for the buck on this one.
Wow,
but it was so nice.
Never
it
fear.
Is so nice. And you Cheers. Know what, Faye? I bring wine all the time, and you're particular about your wine.
She doesn't like anything red.
Well, and we bring...
It's not that I don't like. That's not fair. I'm not able to partake.
She's unable to. She also has... She knows her palate. She knows what she likes.
Yeah.
And in the spirit of fairness, even Anne and I bring things that are off palate. You know, they're phenomenal wines for anybody. Let's talk about them. And that's
great. Because
they're
different.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So unfortunately, since you joined us... I haven't been here that much because it's been off and on because I've had numerous projects, construction projects. I'm like, oh, this is great. Faye likes bubbles. I'll bring more bubbles.
Well, now we know.
Because I feel like she got kind of cheated.
Right. Because we were drinking reds. We were drinking three girls. That was delicious and appropriate.
We were drinking rosés and reds and sweet whites kind of. And stuff like that. And
yeah, she must her through it.
Anything white, I'm good. But I love the champagnes. I'm not going to lie. I am a champagne girl.
Well, I've got a full bar, so I can always bring vodka or bourbon or anything.
Oh, there you go.
You know, if you have vodka, I know. I'm a champagne vodka kind of girl. I brought the raspberry sky vodka.
I do. I love everything with flavor.
She does.
They have a watermelon-infused vodka going on currently at Blue Star. It's sensational.
I know, because we get those watermelons these years. This summer is so ripe.
Mm.
And we just take that vodka and we chop up that watermelon and we just
let it do its magic.
It's so delicious.
Well, Katie, while you're opening that, I do want to tie in a little something here.
Epic.
Well, that's why I carry my custom wine opener with me everywhere I go.
Bengal tiger striped wine opener.
Charlie Brown got that for his mom for Mother's Day one year.
He knows his mom loves color.
I tell you what, it's a little Detroit Tiger pride right there.
Yep.
So one of the things that really makes me excited, I mean, obviously, us three Vero insiders, we're big fans of cross-promoting and collaborating, trying to keep it local as much as we possibly can.
What do we know that's inside lately?
Oh, I've got some inside scoop. Okay. But to that, speaking of some inside scoop, is the fact that I did a really great interview with Mr. Keith Kipe, and we talked about some of the things that he saw on the horizon.
For our listeners who don't know who he is.
He is the owner and developer of Hampton Inn & Suites and the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott. Wonderful commercial property investor here locally and dedicated to his community. But on that note, he's always thinking of things that what can enhance this community? What's going to make more people want to be here, come play here, maybe even move here, hint, hint, clue, clue.
And eat out at the Blue Star.
Right, because exactly. That's a package thing. One of the things that he wanted to help spearhead was that not just downtown would have their gallery strolls and their Downtown Friday, and not just Oceanside would have their sunset concerts once a month on Saturdays, but that we would be able to do something on Miracle Mile, that Miracle Mile be able to have its own identity and its own event, right? And so I know that that's something that that is in the works, to be able to maybe create that symmetry of all three sections. Well, Jackie's working on it right now, working on some collaborations with the local businesses, which is the first start.
Yes, just pulling everybody together. Actually going to hit the pavement and put some tennis shoes on and hit all my neighbors and just introduce myself and see what we can all do to make Miracle Mile grow.
I mean, just to give an example of some of the needs of the clientele that's staying there, they're transitioning. They want to move to Vero. They don't know where to move to Vero. So they stay in this centrally located spot. They look to Vero Beach Magazine and other resources, the concierge and so forth, to say, what can we go? And then they're in a process. Some of these clients, some of these customers are saying, I know I want to move. South Florida is too much for me, but this could be it. What do I do? So then they come, they stay several nights, they find a pocket in which they want to live, and then before I know it, I'm booking their move. It's a beautiful thing. It's a really beautiful thing, but it's a true
story.
Cheers
to that.
I know. I like it. That's how we do it.
Happens all day long.
But that means something to know that that's what you're bringing to this community. It's the trickle down effect.
No, definitely. And I think an event on that area would be great on Miracle Mile. I think you just got to get I've organized and communicated with events, anything from the Food and Wine Festival in Miami Beach to the film festivals. I've done all different types of collaborations with huge events, from organizing to getting people involved to moving forward. So I'm more than happy to assist you with that. But I think it'd be ideal to do a night where, you know, how they do on 14th, but to close. I know people, they're going to close the streets. But, you know, Vero is not that massive. There's
always a back road.
There's always a back road.
And that's that location right there, closing off that road, really wouldn't
be
do anything.
Easy.
Anything.
Yeah,
when
you just go around. It would be ideal.
Except for me and Kitty, because we always take that little side street. Darn it.
Go through the back. Alley. But there's a multitude of things that you could do really creatively that would just really interact and bring everybody together. Imagine, you know, Mafia Girl, the different restaurants there and stuff like that.
Yeah, there needs to be a massive food festival. Mm-hmm. You've got all that parking lot space.
I think that would be ideal there. You bring the restaurant, instead of keeping them in, bringing them out when the season starts turning around, when the weather's perfect. It's a beautiful event and everybody can partake. And I think it gives a really nice flavor to this area that people don't always get. And I think the locals would appreciate it too.
Yeah, it's in the works, right?
Yes.
It's simmering. We're working on it. Well, there's no doubt that I'm sitting in the room with some amazing ladies that help make this community a better place. I'm proud to be able to align myself with each of you, to be able to work with each of you. I know Faye and I have a wedding this weekend.
Yes, we do.
Which will be amazing, in which some of the guests will be staying at various hotels, including the Hampton Inn. And, of course, we'll be giving them plenty of entertainment for the out-of-town guests that are coming ahead of time. We'll be sending them straight to Blue Star. The Run for Your Wife is coming out September 8th. Take advantage if you go to see this amazing production. It's just weeks away, of the 10% off or free glass of wine, compliments of Blue Star. And don't forget to visit theveroinsider.com. We're super proud of the new website. It's still a small work in progress once we put in those professional pictures, right? Compliments of PS Photography and Susie. It'll be a complete masterpiece. But there's the blog that tells you a recap of the show. You'll be able to archive past shows and then, of course, live link to all of our sponsors. So on that note.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Don't forget to be with us next Wednesday.
Yeah. Next Wednesday on your
Continue
drive home.
Continue happy this August.
Beth. Yeah. We want to tell you where to go, what to try, and how to give back.
Thank you for having me.
Jackie, it's a pleasure. Thank you, girls.
We're so glad you're here.
Salute.
Thank you. Salute.